Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beep my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Original. Uh-huh. I got chicks trying to sound like me.
they need to do is fall back. You reap what you sow, huh? You know what they say. Oh, you got a record deal, they must be giving those away. Hey, don't get hot, cause your boyfriend got a couple pairs of my panties in the drawer with his socks. Stop, you wasn't around and it was going down. Well, he was going down, you know me and you know the style. So please know that I'll take your smile and flip it round. You huff and puff while I'll blow the shit down. Clown, just put your nose on while I put the flows on. Everywhere I go, you know that it goes on. The fuel to the fire, now watch me flame. No shade, but before anything, I gotta get paid. Uh-huh. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't. I smoke the kind of dank that'll make you all faint. So pick up, man, the caller's on the line. You know this live before you even come inside. And when you guard me, there ain't no weak side. I am the original, you better get it right. Together stepping up to me. Guess who? Chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't know why. What they need to do is fall back. A million chicks trying to do what I do, but out of a mill I only with a few. If you're trying to get money, chick, give this a try. Y'all do you and let me do I. Cause the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know, when you're hitting the ground, that's all that they know. If po-po question me, look, here's how it goes. It goes, I know nothing and that's all that I know. Now listen to the beat, peep how I ride it. Look and skip hard and the dip get excited. See what I'm working with? You won't be undecided. My cookie's so good you can't put none beside it. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off. 25-8, babe, never took a day off. Stuck to my hustle and it definitely paid off. I go hard like every day is a playoff.
Creativity,
eyes on exclusive. You rappers are in trouble, man.
I am together stepping up to me. Guess who?
Oh, wait. here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
See me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up? One of the hottest shows on the network will join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yeah, a little promo that way. All right, people, here we go, here we go. Beam old Mr. Sion.
Hey, Smiley, what's up?
Yeah, sounds like a slow day for everybody, man.
Yeah, you sound about the same as I do, a little bit harsh, and not much sleep for the week, and yeah, I'm really waiting to get up to bed early today. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
Shit. I wish. I just woke up at 12 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit.
I can't stay for long, but I will stay for half an hour, then I really got to go. I don't want to.
Yeah.
My mom off this time.
Yeah, what they got going on?
What I got going on? It's weekend. That's what's going on.
Basically. Time to get into it, man. Guess what I did last night?
I can hear that.
Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady. I went out last night. Shout out to my artist, Miss Janu. We went out and she performed at a club down here called the Palladium, which was a little odd, but not too much, because it's kind of like reggaeton Latin night.
Yeah.
But like all the fucking performers, man, that came up, you know what I'm saying? The majority of all the motherfuckers speaking English and shit. I think like one chick came up and rapped like totally in Spanish, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else is like rapping in English and shit. I'm like, hell, you fit right into this motherfucker. So she got up there and, you know, did her thing, represented, and got a good applause, got some good exposure, and we hung out, you know what I'm saying? And after that, fucked around and went to the place I ain't been in over, shit, about 8 months. We went to Coco's Lounge and actually went inside. I ain't been inside the bar where I work at for over probably like 6-7 months. Just because the crony-ass motherfuckers that be working inside, you know what I'm saying, be trying to play hate on me. And I don't be having time to watch my back while I'm trying to get fucked up, you know. Yeah, and that's how that kind of started off. But, yeah, we hung out last night.
Timmy!
Says hello.
Did you hear
it?
Yeah. Wait a minute, you ain't in the chat.
I made it just in time, didn't I? Coco's Lounge.
I had to look. Yeah.
I'm on the road right now.
Yeah, I noticed that. Where you headed to?
Oh, I was taking my daughter to the doctor's again.
Hey, is she all right?
Oh, well, that's what we're trying to find out.
Oh, the first doctor couldn't tell you nothing?
What was that?
I said the first doctor couldn't tell you nothing.
Someone's coughing. I couldn't hear you.
Sorry.
No, I'm saying the first doctor you went to yesterday, they couldn't tell you anything?
Oh, well, yeah, she had some kind of virus going on, but then they noticed that her thyroid was too big, so they're checking on her. So they're just making sure that she doesn't have a thyroid problem.
Mom, I'm serious. Oh, okay. Well, prayers to the little ones out there, you know what I'm saying? May they get better. Yeah, she out for summer, ain't she? Ain't summertime break, whatever?
Yeah, it's summertime. We're about to go swimming right now when we get to the house.
Oh, you just came from the doctors?
Yeah, we just came, so they did an ultrasound on her neck, on her thyroid.
No.
So we won't know until next Friday what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who all in the car? You know, you got a car full.
Yeah, I got my daughter and I got my grandson with me.
Oh, they tearing it up, huh? Tearing it up.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's in for it, let me tell you. Oh, well, so keep it rolling.
Hooray.
Got a lot of kids for summertime.
Yeah,
I love kids in summertime. So,
yeah,
how about I think Miss Computer Lady? I'm on her show. What was that? Yesterday, day before yesterday, and shoot, man, somebody called. It sounded like a prank caller, but they didn't go all off and do the prank call type deal. I think she blowed them. Because she started singing to him and that threw him off and shit. Started singing to him and they was like, damn, I can't prank her. She being nice to me. Yeah.
That's how you roll.
No, that's how I roll. Let me see. Saw Dwelly last night. He was good. All right. Shouts out to Dwelly. And, yeah, I seen everybody was doing the Michael Jackson tribute yesterday.
That's right.
On most of the shows. Everybody got the Michael Jackson tributes going down.
Yeah,
and,
tonight too.
Yeah. And RIP to my brother, man. I slapped myself because it's my brother's birthday yesterday. And
oh, happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, well, have a belated birthday. My brother got murdered in 1991.
So I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so he actually would have been turning 39. And so born June 24th, 1971, you know what I'm saying? Julius Casino Brown. So RIP and happy birthday to you, brother, you know what I'm saying? And went out there for Father's Day and checked on him, you know what I'm saying? Visited the gravesite and everything and checked on him and granddad. You know, say what's up to everybody in the graveyard, chilling, you know, they just chilling, and you know,
they resting all right.
Yeah, you know, everybody was just chilling, you know, just chilling,
resting in peace.
Yeah, just chilling. Yeah, my dad always asks me, they just chilling, you know, just chilling. But I don't do the graveyard; it's too tough. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, take time out, but I ain't one of them. Like my aunt, the type of person, she'll go to your funeral and don't even know the person. You know what I'm saying? Oh well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, my homegirl's. I don't know. You know, mama's daddy's mama or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And she'll be there though. She damn sure will. She will be right there, like, you know, like that's her family or something. I mean, and she might go through 5 funerals in a week if it was that many. I couldn't do it. I don't do funerals too well, you know what I'm saying? So
5 funerals in 1 week?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it was 5 funerals in 1 week, she'd be at every single one of them.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just, some people, I ain't never been like that. I ain't scared of death or nothing, but just, you know, don't do the graveyards and don't do, sitting all up. Either I do one of the two, you know what I'm saying? If your ass die, I'm going to either go to your wake or I'm going to go to the damn burial. One of the two. I don't do both of them, do I? I don't do both of them. I don't do that too well. I'm going to be one of the people when I die, just, you know, have me sitting up with my hand playing on my laptop like,
like you're doing the radio show now, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Got a headset on and shit and just have my BTR episodes playing on rerun.
And you smell so good after a week, don't you?
Gotta have a blunt in my mouth, you know, have a blunt sitting there, you know, till some crab come along and take the blunt out of a dead person's mouth and shit, you know. That's how they do. He ain't going to need it where he going anyway. He going to give me that shit, man. Give me that shit.
Yeah, exactly. The first one that visits the coffin gets the blunt.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he look like, yeah. He look left, he looks right. It's gone. The blunt is gone. that was in another news. Dude sitting there going on corpses, freshly buried corpses. He going back into the grave sites and shit, stealing the jewelry off people.
Ew, that's nasty.
Yeah, stealing the jewelry right off of the dead person, like
digging them up and all.
No, you know what I'm saying, when they before they bury them. I think this dude working. He was one of the people, you know what I'm saying, that buried the people and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's
he
crazy.
Sitting up there when the family leave, you know what I'm saying, he hitting their ass up. He hitting the damn family grave up. Yeah, that was not the news though. That was not news related there. So, you can't put in, you know, you can only expect that. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible.
You expect that. So what kind of plans you got for the kids for summertime? What's like a typical summer? You know what I'm saying?
Usually my daughter goes to day camp, but she's not going this year. She's going to an overnight camp for 8 days on Orcas Island through the YMCA. And then they're going to be swimming most of the summer. Go to the beach, picnics, take some hikes up in the mountains, bike riding. Things
yeah,
like that.
Enjoy the beach while you can. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the beach while you can.
Yeah, has
Mom
it hit Florida
me.
Now, the oil? I think I heard it
yeah.
hit Florida.
Yeah.
Pensacola
yeah.
or something.
It done hit fucking fags. These motherfuckers talking about, this is what my mom brought to me at my attention last night, because apparently her coworker brought it to her attention, that they're paying $13 an hour and some change to go out and clean up on the beach. And then they got a some kind of overtime differential to where it jacks it up to probably like almost $19 an hour or something like that. But what I explained to her, because of what I read in the nutty news, is that that's okay, first of all, it's not just oil that you're cleaning up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're also cleaning up all the fucking toxic dispersants that they put out. Plus the methane gas is also mixing in with the oil.
Right.
So all of them combinations, man, please. They're not finna give people a proper respiratory mask to put on. They're gonna give them the paper-ass fucking mask. You know what I'm saying? Like the little fake doctor
mask. I haven't seen anybody wearing a mask that when they
and
show the peanut
proof. They probably ain't even
putting
a mask on.
I don't see anybody wearing them.
That's even a double no-go. You know what I'm saying? Because they're supposed to have masks on. Supposed to have gloves. This they ain't even understanding that this technically is an environmental hazard and should be handled like an environmental disaster.
Yeah, Yeah, hazmat.
I mean,
yep.
meaning hazmat. You know what I'm saying? This is hazardous material, but they're playing this up like, oh, it's just nothing. We can do this. Let's go, American people. Fuck no. British Petroleum should be responsible for sending out hazmat teams and putting the bill for paying people to clean that shit up, but not volunteers who just want to make a quick $13 an hour and put their goddamn health at risk. You know what I'm saying?
And
the average person go out there after a week and ain't going to realize it. But then after that second week, you know what I'm saying, being exposed to that shit, and most people going to think that that's good money, and they're going to stay out there trying to make all the money, shit, and going to be the biggest fucking health risk that you read in the news.
The biggest lie heard last night was on ABC News, and they said that they have 37,000 people out there working, 6,170 vessels out there working. I don't believe it. Show me.
No.
And naturally, they didn't show one piece of evidence on that case.
Who the hell is Donna Simpson and Belly? And why did she just private message me? I mean, what the...
Somebody wants you.
Yeah, she private messaged me, hey, like...
Like, hey, baby, you smell so good.
I don't know. Oh, he got a new computer with Windows 10 on it. Wow, congratulations to old Florida UFOs out there. Big up to Alex.
Oh, nice,
Jack.
You got the Mac?
I hope you did. Yeah, because Mac is most stable, man. I hate Mac, but then Mac is just fucking... It kills Windows on its stability. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never heard Mac crashing and all that.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
If you choose the proper hardware, so you have the proper drivers on your system, Windows is just as stable. Mac is the same hardware, but they limit their own hardware so that they have proper drivers. And with Windows, everybody can make hardware. And most of the
Hey, goddamn it. Hey. Donna Simpson and Belly, I don't know who the hell you are. You keep instant messaging me, but hey, goddammit, hey. Shit. Nothing. The show is up. I mean, people kind of blow me when they hit me up on the instant message. Listen, people, the chat room is just for that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're talking some real explicit sex talk to me dirty in my ear, but you can also put that right there in the chat. You don't have to private message me because we talk like that.
Well, she can always call you up and let you know, too.
I mean, basically, you know, if you want to talk to me privately in the ear, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying, you want to talk dirty to me or something, you know, that's welcome for the weekend, you know what I'm saying, I got music for you and everything. Oh, yeah, call in, baby,
Ba, 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 boom.
347. 2, 3, 7, 5, 1, 2, 5. Oh, yeah, working. I'm working it. Oh, sorry. Kind of working it there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Yeah.
Just for all y'all, you know what I'm saying, that might be at this time of recession and in a certain little financial crisis, you know, I got one of my sponsors out there. I want to holler at y'all.
In the game of checkers in life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home, movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
Homeboy Goofy Bone calling in, and goddamn Florida UFOs was just joking, people. Apparently there's not a Windows 10 out, and he just been punked. So I shall hit myself over. and throw that joke out the window. Get your ass out of the way.
Thank
Ouch.
Yeah, throw them out the window. Let's go ahead and beam somebody else on up in this mofo flipper real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it might be her.
Caller. Uh-oh. Let me get my sexy
Watch
voice
out.
On.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
All right. Welcome to the show with this darkness. 610, welcome to Starship Smeller Prize. Say hello. Hello. Hello.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Good
hello.
Day to
How
you.
Are you? Who is it, Mississippi?
No, that was my voice.
Is who? Michael Jackson.
Is that Mississippi? No, that's my voice.
Oh, I think Michael Jackson. Oh, that must be Donna Simpson and Bailey. All right, well, shout out to you there. Oh, you said it's a beta version. I wish you were the crank caller.
Hello. Here's my name. My name is...
Get the fuck out of here. That's what your name is, you punk bitches. All right, got to give y'all a warning, man. This is summertime. So a lot of your goddamn kids is going to be calling my motherfucking show. A lot of your punk-ass nieces and nephews going to be calling in my show. So don't take offense if I cuss their asses out. This is an adult network, so it's not kid-friendly. You know what I'm saying? Except for Heavenly Angels kids, but they're not listening.
They're not listening, no. They can't not hear you.
There you go. So, yeah, please, people, have all your prank callers call in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'll definitely be writing phone numbers down and calling the ass back. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down.
In the middle
it's
of the
going,
night.
And that
it's
prank caller
down.
just took 5 seconds to say something stupid, so I hope the next one is a little bit smarter.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least when you do a prank call, know how to prank call, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to old Prophet Jackal out there celebrating the old Michael Jackson tribute still by pumping up some Billy Jean off in the background.
We love That's you more, nice. MJ. We love you more.
Yeah. Then it comes out that he made $1 billion off of being dead, man. That's some shit there, boy. How you make more than the president and you're dead?
You got that?
I bet you, I guarantee you right now, if they put Michael Jackson's name on the goddamn presidential ballot, bitches would motherfucking vote for him. He'll probably win.
I'd vote.
I would. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A dead man compared to you stupid motherfuckers alive? Yeah, I think I'd go with Mike. I think I'd let the government be run beyond the grave. Goddamn, fuck that shit. Bring in Miss Cleo and a couple of them hoes and let them join hands and let's get some Ouija boarding going on. You know what I'm saying? And psychic bringing stuff. And let's get this country ran right. You know, hold on. Wait a minute. No, I hear Michael. No, I hear Michael. No, which one of you bitches hear Michael? Damn. I'm fucking psychics always hear somebody, you know what I'm saying, but never see some shit. What? Supposed to be ghosts up in there. Ain't they supposed to make themselves known? Like, push some tables over or some shit, you know, pull a chair out, blow in your ass or something, you know, do something. I'm just saying.
How do you know that you're really, really talking to Michael Jackson if you're on a Ouija board?
Well, yeah, I know. I've never done the Ouija board thing. I've only seen it on TV, so...
Maybe I'll make the glass dance on the table.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. The radio might kick on and it play nothing but Michael Jackson music. You know what I'm saying? Mike, if you're in here, turn the radio on. Okay, well, he ain't in here, so. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I don't want to say, look. I don't know why. But Black people don't see ghosts. I don't know why we don't have that connection. But black people don't see ghosts. When the last time you ever heard or watched, what the fuck is it, sightings?
Wait, the
TV?
Movie Ghost. Whoopi Goldberg saw a ghost.
Oh, hell no. Whoopi ain't no goddamn wet there. Wait, I'll give you a war for that one. You get a goddamn war for that one. He was a goddamn Whoopi's name up in this summer, bitch. Her punk ass. I gotta give a double award. Matter of fact, shit. Goddamn, you and Whoopi. Whoopi's old pedophile supporting ass.
Lying,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Little sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Do you? What? Where's the
Goldberg
second one?
Yeah, she was. Oh, I was gonna give him just a joint, but they need both of them. But
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
He took like 18 breaths. You know what I'm saying? He got like smoker's breath or something like.
Do you remember that scene that Eddie Murphy did about black people and ghosts?
Nah, I'm pretty sure you got a YouTube on it though.
Yeah, I can find a YouTube on it. I'll find it. I won't tell you what it's about. I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy, people, now I ain't talking about the goddamn, what the fuck that movie he played in with, where the house was haunted and shit.
I know.
No, he played in like a family movie. It was like a family type movie.
Pretty recent, isn't it?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. It was about something about the haunted house. Him, the little, his wife and his daughter and shit. The daughter started seeing the ghost in the house and all that. Fake ass bullshit. We don't see no motherfucking ghosts. I ain't never ever in my motherfucking life seen a ghost. I ain't never felt the presence of somebody rubbing against me or blowing in my ear. None of that shit. Not that I really want to either. I mean, hell, when I get beyond, goddammit, I'll be beyond. Don't bring your ass on back to reality, goddammit, unless you're gonna be real. You know? But yeah, we don't see. You ever seen a ghost there, Heavenly Angel?
No. Can't say that I have.
Any other brothers that you ever been with, they ever seen ghosts?
No.
What?
I know a house for you.
Man, listen. One thing about the ghost shit is you got to have a belief in that shit. I mean,
I got a house for you.
Man, I'll put $10,000 on it. Well, I ain't got $10,000. I'll put $10 on it though. Shit, I got that.
A friend of mine used to live in a really, really old house built in the 1400s, 1500s. It used to be a tavern, all that shit. It has a meter thick walls. Really, really old. And that place was, not scary. Really strange. Water running all by itself, toilets flushing by itself, lights going on and off, footsteps on the attic, and I was sitting in the living room there once. I was looking outside, and I'm really, really sure that I saw something looking inside at me.
And how high were you?
Hey.
What drug were you on that day?
That really doesn't matter in my case. But, that was pretty, pretty scary. I checked the lightning, if it was anything coming from the inside, reflecting on the window, but that really wasn't the case. And, well, try it sometime. Try it sometime.
Sounds
what drug did you
dramatic.
Say?
Only marijuana.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah, you gotta keep reassuring that. Like, what were you smoking again, sir? We all all know.
What
hallucinations? Maui Wowie.
What drugs were you taking?
But you are invited, man. You are invited, man.
Who?
I said you are invited to come and check it out if you want.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Going up there to smoke on the Belgium Spinus, man. On the Belgium Spinus. Nah, fuck that. Y'all got Fruity up there?
I got what?
What?
Fruity.
Fruity?
I don't know the fucking official name for it. You know how dumbass rap motherfuckers want to come up with ignorant names. Man, I'm on that blueberry chronolicious bubbleberry. Like, what the fuck is that?
But it's important to differentiate between them all.
Rick Ross always says Fruity in his, you know, I'm smoking on Fruity. Or you got, you know what I'm saying, certain rappers say they smoking on Fruity. And then the way he broke it down, he says it's a weed that grows somewhere once a year. And it, but it has all the colors of the rainbow in it.
Fruity.
And they call it Fruity.
Well, if you would go to a coffee shop or a dealer over here and you would ask for some fruity weed, I guess they would give you the worst weed around because they would probably guess that you wouldn't know anything about it.
Damn.
Did I miss the nutty news today?
No, the nutty news still has to start.
Yeah, no, I just started an hour late. I didn't start until 1 o'clock.
I almost got to go, by the way, Smelly.
Yeah, time for you to roll, man, and go and visit the old parents, man.
If I knew in advance that you would have scheduled your show this late, I would have gone to my parents straight afterwards.
Oh, yeah, early.
If you would schedule your show a little earlier next time on Friday, just for me.
Can't you go tomorrow to visit your parents?
It's okay now. I'm here.
I was here, but you're still here.
Oh.
Was that a yes or a no?
Oh, that's
no, that's a no. That's a no.
Oh, that's a no-go. Okay.
That's a no-go.
I'll schedule it correctly the next time, brother. In the meantime,
I'm hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Wrong one?
Oh, no. Hey, dog.
Give me some skin.
He's already out to lunch.
Oh. There you go. Evelyn Angel.
I'm out to lunch.
What's going
too.
On, Miss Wiz? What's going on? Where y'all going to? The public?
Rolling
or
right
you got
now.
You got a swim pool in your backyard?
Yeah, we just moved. So there's a swimming pool and a hot tub here.
Damn! That was you in the house or apartment condo or something like that?
We're in a townhouse now. We were in a big four-bedroom house.
Yeah, basically what that is. Good old townhouse.
I'm loving the
pool
and the hot tub.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, which I don't understand that. How in the hell, you know, where I stay at is predominantly elderly people. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no little dance. They got a fucking, you know, the little clubhouse. But they ain't got shit in it. You know what I'm saying? They got a pool table with no balls or sticks to it. And I'm like, well, why y'all take that shit up out of there and put it like a little gym, little universal gym in there for the older people to get their workout on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got three fucking swimming pools. You know what I'm saying? No goddamn hot tub. I'm like, where the fuck is jacuzzi at or anything, man? You know, all these old people around, you don't think they want to, you know what I'm saying, sit
Tokyo
into the
bones.
Shit?
Like myself?
Like, damn. Hey, I'll be in that motherfucker every night. What? Rolling up.
You know
that
it.
Bitch, smoking good. You know, smoking good. But of course, we don't have that.
I don't know.
Would all your ladies fit in the hot tub with you?
They
but you have
good.
To do a
you
rotation
know.
On that one.
Oh, yeah. They can get rotated. You know what I'm saying?
Smelly, let me break in here. It's time for me to leave, so. I would wish everybody a great weekend. Do you have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be up in the hills, Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty, then I'll be here tomorrow.
It's going down. All right, people, we got a bit ado to Minera Cyanide.
Have a great show, and I'll catch you all tomorrow.
Timmy!
Bye-bye.
Says goodbye. All right, people, let me beam on Mr. Cyanide. All right. I think my sales will go up if I talk like that. All right. I think it's time to start the show. that damn Geico commercial. Hello, cheerio. Get your ass out of here. You can't make
me. See me aboard. Energized.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host, Cyanide. From the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Radio. What the f*** happened to my tracks? I thought I uploaded some tracks. What the hell happened? Tiny Turtle calls his plane to return to gate. 10-year-old Carly Helms' caged 2-inch pet causes a big disturbance at Atlanta's airport.
Turtles?
Okay. Let's see. Lake Michigan. Shipwreck discovered in Lake Michigan. This diver say the 112-year-old wooden vessel is so well preserved that its cargo is still intact.
Wow.
Damn. Over 112 years. Ain't that a bit?
Wow.
Candidate dodges famous father in new ad. If you live in Nevada, this man would like your vote, but he'd rather you not think about his last name. And Godzilla. Storm leaves Connecticut City reeling. An eerie and fast-moving storm collapses buildings and splits trees in half. That is the Yahoo headlines of the day. Not nutty news. Give you all some updates. Portland and Brazil, 0-0 in the final. PRK, I don't know who the hell that is. Who the hell is PRK and CIV? I don't know. CIV beat PRK. It's in your 2010 World Cup coverage. You got SUI versus HON. I guess that's Hong Kong versus some damn body. And that's today at 2:30. And you got China versus ESP, whoever the hell that is. And that's also at 2:30 for all you soccer heads out there. Fans celebrate Michael Jackson's anniversary of his death. Jamaican gang leader faces drug gun charges in New York. I can't believe they actually extradited this dude. That shit is crazy. They went into Jamaica and actually arrested this damn dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he was on the phone and made a fucking phone call. And that's how they say he violated international whatever the fuck.
Who is this?
This came from dude from Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jamaican gang leader Christopher Dudas Koch, loyal following his country, also had his admirers in America. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan say drug dealers in the U.S. regularly sent cash and goods, including clothing and electronics, to Koch as tribute payments in recognition of his leadership and assistance. Tribute payments also included firearms. And under heavy scrutiny, Koch was sent to New York on Thursday to face charges The tribute payments were part of a vast and lucrative conspiracy to flood the East Coast with cocaine and marijuana. Coke was captured in Jamaica on Tuesday, but not without a fight, as Jamaica's prime minister announced he would agree to a U.S. request. Leader of the notorious Shower Posse gang be extradited. His armed supporters and government security forces clashed in the streets of Diwali Garden slums for 4 days, leaving 76 people dead. God damn.
Wow.
You have to get one dude?
Wow. That's terrible.
Man. Wednesday, Coke agreed to waive extradition. He said he was saddened by the deaths and hoped that the departure would help his country heal. I take this decision for now. I believe it to be the best interest of my family, the community of Western Kingston, in particular the people of Diwali Gardens, and above all, Jamaica, Coke said in a statement. Really, god damn, man, with all these, that's what fucking pisses me off. You go over to Jamaica and fuck with these people, look at all these motherfucking crooked-ass politicians that are supporting the drug trade. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't coming in here. Black people ain't got no fucking boats. We ain't got no motherfucking aircraft. So how in the hell is shit getting in here because of us? Without any outside influence. Imagine that. But you got to remember one thing in the game. When you in this type of game, in the dope game, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be the motherfucking fallout guy. Got to be the pawn, you know what I'm saying? So the whole operation won't fall. So, you know, probably just his time, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's fucked up. Wow. This is headlines coming from Yahoo.com, if anybody wondering what the hell I was talking about. What the fuck happened to all my uploads? Okay. Let me play a quick little song, man. I got a new song. For Mrs. Red Shades, up in Boston, Massachusetts. She's at Boston University. Doing her thing real big, man. She holding it down up there. So, you know, got to keep it real right here on the show live for you. You know what I'm saying? Big ol' Goofy Bone calling in yesterday. You know what I'm saying? California's first legal working immigrant. Mexican, I should say. He's not an immigrant. He's been here. But, of course, he hasn't had a job in forever. And he's working now. So congratulations, homie. And that's real. This is finally Friday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. It's going down real big. Got Miss Heavenly Angel representing Washington. And going down real big. Not Washington, D.C., people. Dick's on
Washington
shit.
State.
Yeah. Washington State. And they're actually a part of the United States. Unlike D.C., but I'm not going there.
Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long. Next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. Came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wipe.
That's right.
But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night.
Nope.
See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. He said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he will take me.
Yeah, feels like I'm in love. I'm sure.
to believe in me. He said he saw what these others can't see in me. I told him maybe so that could even be, but I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down, and I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs, show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice, and like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts, and all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always exact. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug. Blog Talk Radio.
I know y'all wondering, like, what the fuck is going on? This is in the background. This is a recording. Last year, June 15th, when I did a 12-hour marathon for my co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X, out of Australia. And, you know, this is how it went down in the background of what I'm listening to. And we had a good time, you know what I'm saying? Did it real big. So, you know. Trying to find out what everybody got going on for the weekend, man. Hopefully you're doing it, you know what I'm saying, doing it real safe, real big. And remember, man, if you're going out to the fucking beach to get paid for cleaning up, you know what I'm saying, bring your own fucking respirators. I don't mean no goddamn paper mask bullshit. Go to the goddamn construction stores or something like that, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot or something, and buy you a goddamn respirator mask, you know what I'm saying? That bitch gonna run you probably about 20, 25 bucks. But if you wanna, you know what I'm saying, you know, shit, not have chest pains, heart pains, and all this other kind of shit, you know, like they putting all these experimental people out on the beach doing, I suggest you get your own respiratory mask, you know what I'm saying? Is the safest thing you can do. So, that's back. Happy birthday. Yeah. I got to cut this off real quick because you know what time it is, man. We got to get into it. Get into it. All right, y'all, it's business time. It's time for the Nutty News. Oh, Nutty News, hey. Y'all already know, man, it's business time. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, man. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news that you definitely going to hear here. You know what I'm saying? And put my little cheap music back on. We'll rock on out to that. There we go. Oh, wait a minute. What's up, my translation? All right. Let's see. Sorry, man, but that's German. Oh, I understand a little bit. My 12-hour marathon. we gonna get it in. You know what I'm saying? I got a 12-hour marathon I got coming up because I got my official 10,000 profile views party coming up. I celebrated 10,000 listens, so I got 10,000 profile views coming up. And a few, I'm at 9,000 and a couple of hundred and some change. So we're gonna do a big party for that. You know what I'm saying? Every day is a party up in this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming on the way there, Miss Computer Lady. You know we're gonna take care of you, girl. You know we're gonna take care. That's real. Talk about the shipwreck real quick. It was a, this is in Milwaukee, too, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my Milwaukeeans out there, and you know who you are. A great wooden steamship that sank more than a century ago in a violent Lake Michigan storm has been found off the Milwaukee area shoreline, and divers say the intact vessel appears to be have been perfectly preserved by the cold, fresh waters. Finding a 300-foot-long L.R. Doty was important because it was the largest wooden ship that remained unaccounted for, said Brendan Ballett, the president of Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology. It's the biggest one I've been involved with, and it was really exhilarating. Let's see here. The Doty was carrying cargo of corn from South Chicago to Ontario, Canada, in October 1898, when it sailed into a terrible storm. Along with snow and sleet, there were heavy winds that whipped up waves of up to 30 feet. The Doty should have been able to handle the weather. The ship was only 5 years old, and the 300-foot wooden behemoth's hull was reinforced with steel arches. But it was towing a small schooner, the Olive Jeanette, which began to founder in the storm after the tow line apparently snapped. The Doty probably sank when it came to the schooner's aid. All 17 of its crew members died, along with the ship's cats, Dewey and Watson. Blah, what the fuck did y'all find on the bitch, though? They don't say that. Got a cannon on board. Let's see. What did you find, people? What the did you find? Even the ship's cargo. Oh, corn was still in its hold? Damn. The storms don't affect it. Mean that the cruiser's corpses are likely intact as well. Their bodies are probably still in the boiler room where the sailors must have huddled as the ship went down. Damn. While details of the sinking remain unclear, Ballett said the most likely explanation is that the rudder chain snapped while the Doty was turning around to aid the Olive Jeanette. That would have left the 20-foot-tall ship at the mercy of 30-foot waves that would have dumped tons of water on the fragile wooden hatches. Damn. There you go, people. Shit. Finding new shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Finding new shit every day. But that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? How preserved was the corn? Because they say they found butter. You know what I'm saying? One time they had found some butter. And that shit was still preserved after 100 years being under the ice and shit. Don't ask me how a bitch knew that, you know, it was butter under the goddamn. But all right. Anyways, man, let's get a little nutty, people. Let's go on over here and get a little nutty, shall we? Because we're in Victorville, California, where moms brawl at kindergarten graduation. Right. Brawling parents interrupted a Southern California kindergarten graduation ceremony. School officials placed Puesta del Sol Elementary in Desert, Victorville, on lockdown after a fight broke out among a group of parents. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokesman Karen Hunt said witnesses told deputies several mothers were involved in a verbal argument and they got physical in a field near the ceremony. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking good way to set example for your kids on their graduation day. Welcome to the world. This is how your parents are telling you to do it.
The motherfucker ran to the stove. Yeah. Son, that motherfucker will never end. Damn, Steven. Turn your heart out. You sound about 4 or 5 people birthday.
This is a flashback right here, people. This is a flashback in time.
Yeah. I had to pay that motherfucker to stop. Yeah, stop, motherfucker, stop. Yeah.
All right, peace out. Sayonara. Yeah.
Well, happy
birthday,
baby.
Too.
Happy
it's back
birthday.
In the future.
Official day is in 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Going down.
In 2 hours.
Yeah. 2 hours. In 2 hours. In 2 hours.
Vasaki.
Okay. What the hell did I just say?
And thank you very, very much, beautiful man. Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Going down a Dirty 30 adventure, 12 hours of mayhem will be popping off Tuesday.
Oh,
we will have.
Oh, I forgot about to start the porn music. That shuts it off. Well, hey, people, that was a flashback in time, you know what I'm saying, with my old co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X, how we did it real big, man. I might run that show back in its entirety one day, you know what I'm saying? Just let people hear how we did it back in the days. I get one of them crazy episodes and let y'all hear that one. We was talking about SOS, you know what I'm saying, and all that crazy shit. Y'all don't even remember them shows. But, yeah, that's when it was uncut, super uncensored. It's real. Still in California, man. We over here in Salinas where a couple tried. What the fuck is up with y'all, man? Couple tried to sell baby at Walmart. I mean, what the f*** is going on with people and babies these days, man? Y'all motherfuckers don't want your kids. Damn. I mean, but get off the crack long enough to know that you don't take them to the goddamn Walmart. A California couple faces child endangerment charges after police say they tried to sell their 6-month-old baby for $25 outside a Walmart store. Salinas police spokesman Officer Lalo Villegas said that Patrick Fusak, 38, and Samantha Tomasini, 20, were arrested hours after Fusak allegedly approached two women outside Walmart and asked if they'd like to purchase his child. Y'all motherfuckers don't crack, man. Y'all on some serious crack. But it still doesn't, you know, excuse the fact that you some bitch is going to get some awards.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, he got that one. He deserved that. I wasn't going to hit him up with a double dose, but I spared him on that one because, of course, we got to get into the news. You know, get my favorite Spanish music going up in here real quick. Oh, yeah, you got to love mariachi music, people. If you're not smoking weed to mariachi music, what the f*** are you doing? All right. It's going over here to the Philippines, where a wife must cop her ex's prostitute bill. Okay. A husband who spent thousands of dollars on prostitutes and massages does not have to pay it back to his wife. The family court has ruled. The wife, 58, claimed her husband wasted the money on brothels and holidays to the Philippines after 24 years of marriage and asked the court to order him to pay it back into the family purse so that it was part of matrimonial assets to be split between them. You dumbass. The court says no. You're a dumbass bitch to think somebody. Who the hell, how the hell you going to prove what the fuck he spent and what the fuck he didn't spend? You ain't even got a bank statement, most likely, to even prove what the fuck was in a so-called family purse. Man, please. I don't give a shit, people. If your ass is married, you still should have your separate little motherfucking money on the side. You ain't got a damn little stash on the side. What the fuck? All right. Give me 2 seconds, man. We're going over here to Newport Richie, Florida. Because a woman set office fire to go home early, and I read that. But I read that about some other dumbass chick. So check this out when I come right back. Hold on. Goddamn weed and goddamn car. I can't fucking smoke. Some bullshit, people. It's some bullshit going on. So you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, if you don't, fuck it. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. Starship Smelly Pride. We're going to go with some African music. That'll work. Florida woman accused of starting an office fire to get sent home early with pay pleaded guilty to criminal mischief. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said Michelle Perino, 40, drew suspicion during a meeting of Bayonet Point Oxygen employees when she mentioned the fire had started in a filing cabinet before workers had been informed of the fire's origin. You stupid fucking fuck. Damn. Boy, look at him. Sorry, people. We got to go ahead and give her an award off top. I mean.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know. All right. Rich Manor, Florida. Damn, we in Florida a lot today, ain't we? This is a new one. Dog puts truck in gear. Runs over owner. Right. A man was reportedly run over by his own truck after his dog put it in gear. The sheriff's office reported that 43-year-old Christopher Bishop was checking under his Ford F-150 for oil leaks. He had put the running truck into neutral. Dumbass. And left the driver's door open. While he was under the truck, Bishop's bulldog, Tassie, jumped into the truck and knocked the vehicle into gear. What? Why would you, even if you're checking for leaks, why would you put your damn truck into neutral? There's never been a way to check your goddamn oil or anything else like that in neutral. That's crazy. No, mariachi is not spelled with the E. It's Mary Mariachi. Mari. How the hell? Yeah, mariachi is spelled M-A like Maria Chai. M-A-R-I-A-C-H-I. Mariachi. There you go, people. Mariachi. And this is African music in the background. This is from one of the tribes that, you know, I don't know yet, but I'll figure it out when I get there. Right. Anchorage, Alaska, home of the Dumbass Palin. They should name that a dance and shit. Do the Dumbass Palin. I do the Dumb Palin. I do the Dumb Palin. I do the Dumb Palin. That's just where you just, you know, shake your ass stupidly and shit. You know what I'm saying? A dumbass. Where a man awakes to dead girlfriend in tent. Oh, man, that's fucked up. Anchorage police arrived in a wooded area of South Anchorage to find a dead woman's dead body in a tent. Anchorage resident Betsy Chewett, 39, was found dead in the tent she was sharing with her boyfriend, Christopher Lokanen. Lokanen said they had been sleeping after consuming alcohol. Lokanen told the police he woke up and found his girlfriend dead. Damn. It's fucked up. Check this out, man. This is some cool shit right here. Sacramento, California. License plates might go digital. Yeah, show ads. Who the fuck wants that? You know what I'm saying? As electronic highway billboards flashing neon advertisements become more prevalent, the next frontier in distracted driving is already approaching. Ad blaring license plates. Yeah, the California legislature is considering a bill that would allow the state to begin researching the use of electronic license plates for vehicles. The device would mimic a standard license plate when the vehicle is in motion, but would switch to digital ads or other messages when it is stopped for more than 4 seconds. Damn. Well, that's technology for your ass, people. I don't give a damn what you're talking about. That's some technology for your ass. But I mean, you already got motherfuckers who can't even pay attention to the road as it is, so you going to sit up there and put something more distracting in front of their faces.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail, well, I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Right on. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, tab bitch.
Wow, those guys have a filthy fucking mouth. I mean, oh, I'll just move on. All right, people, Washington Dicks on Chicks. Yeah, we're on Washington Dicks on Chicks, where federal agencies are now boycotting the state of Arizona. This is getting serious, people. Two federal agencies have joined the Boycott Arizona trend. Damn. And Nick's conferences there out of concern over the state's immigration law. Democratic Arizona Congresswoman said, calling the development very troubling. The cancellations are by the Department of Education and the U.S. Border Patrol. Representative Gabriel Giffords, who has written to dozens of cities and groups in a campaign to persuade them to end their boycott, said it was disturbing to learn that the federal government would withdraw from the state over the issue. Man, feds don't want nothing to do with that shit. They already see where the hell it's heading to. Man. Well, check this out. America's 24 funniest town names. Yeah. Sandwich, Massachusetts. The Massachusetts town of Sandwich says it's happy to be included in a list of America's 24 funniest town names alongside Boring, Oregon, and Why Not, Mississippi. The Reader's Digest features the list, which leaves off a few possibilities like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and Climax, North Carolina, because of the magazine's image as a family publication. Sandwich, Massachusetts. Damn, we do got some funny-ass names, people. If y'all didn't notice, you know what I'm saying, it's some pretty hilarious names. Yeah. Right. That's crazy. Pasty Face Al Gore is accused of sexual assault in Oregon. Hey, he must have been trying to do something on the Oregon Trail, like rediscover or something. I don't know what it was, though. Might have been sex, perv. The National Enquirer reports that former Vice President Al Gore was accused of sexual assault during a visit to promote climate change in Portland in 2006. Gore was never charged with a crime, but the Enquirer reports that a 54-year-old masseuse claims the attack happened at a local upscale hotel. No criminal charges were brought against Gore, but the Portland police prepared a document marked Confidential Special Report, which records the explosive allegations of unwanted sexual contact by Al Gore at a local upscale hotel. Money won't buy you love, people, but it'll sure can buy your ass out of a few cases, you know what I'm saying? And buy you a few cover-ups. And that's what it smells like to me. Smells like a cover-up. Yeah. Get an asshole. All right. Anyway, shouts out to Acafool in the background for providing us with this here. It's going over here to Georgia, man, where a woman is freed from trash-filled home. Right. Emergency crews took nearly 45 minutes to reach a woman buried inside her garbage-filled Georgia home. Investigators said that the home smelled like a garbage dump. Mildew-covered cars set outside the home and boxes of food were stacked on the front porch. Crews wore protective gear before entering the home and were decontaminated after exiting due to health concerns. Damn. That's fucked up. Let's see if we can pull that up. NuttyNews.com also provides nutty videos. But the videos, okay, they're working. Oh, shit. A skydiving accident caught on tape. A skydiver tries a dangerous stunt and ends up shattering his pelvis. Man. You might want to check that out. Drop the link. Or you can go to YouTube, check it out on YouTube, skydiving accident. Oh, shit. Yeah, he fucked up. Damn, he fucked up. Hold on, people, here you go. I thought it was a good idea at the time, but in retrospect, the idea sucked. The dumbass tried to parachute into the hangar, into a airplane hangar, and yeah, he broke his pelvis. Yeah, Tim slowly recovers and vows to skydive again. Someday. I mean, look, people, it's a clear difference. Stay away from the light. Yeah, right. Damn. That looked painful. And if anybody's checking out that video, yeah, he was a dumbass. A complete dumbass. Rock Waller with another one. Yeah. Let's go over here to Copenhagen, Denmark, where a site offers beautiful fertility donors. Right. The Danish owners of a dating site for beautiful people said they are starting a fertility donation service to maximize the chances of beautiful babies. Robert Hintz, co-founder of international dating site beautifulpeople.com, said the site will be adding a service for any people who want to maximize their chances of having good-looking children with a database of sperm and egg donors deemed beautiful by members of the site. Right. Ain't that a fit? This is kind of interesting. Lynn, Indiana. Plus size casket business thriving. Yeah. An Indiana coffin maker specializing in plus size orders said business is booming amid the recession because of the obesity epidemic. Goliath Casket of Lynn, Indiana, said the obesity epidemic has been keeping business strong, with the largest casket made by the company, a 7-foot by 7-foot coffin for a man in Alaska, Weight World reported. Damn. But see, this is what I'm saying, people, thinking outside of the fucking box. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, that is some seriously thinking outside the box. This man, instead of making motherfucking regular coffins, which he's probably been in the coffin making business, he's seen the fact that, damn, man, we living in the motherfucking America where fucking 85% of Americans are overweight and die from obesity every fucking day. But the problem is, you can't get their big asses in these standard coffins. You know what I'm saying, that they making up nowadays. You know what I'm saying, dying at 300-400 pounds, there's not a common coffin, you know what I'm saying, available. So I applaud you, homie, cause damn, you damn sure got into a good business. Wow. Well, last but not least, people, we're in Springfield, Illinois, where parolees disappear after secret early release program. Imagine that. Dozens of parolees, including one imprisoned for his part in a 2008 murder, have disappeared after they were set free as part of a secret early release program, according to documents acquired by the Associated Press. The parolees were let go as part of the MGT push plan that Governor Pat Quinn shut down in December, after the Associated Press revealed it. While the public has not been told when they take off, the agency said it would change that. What kind of secret program is it set up the way you're releasing motherfuckers secretly? You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't add up, people. Yeah. Well, that will do it for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you apart by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com. And for all your weird, wild, and crazy news, man, you can also go to www.NuttyNewsVideos.com. And, man, you can sit up there and actually look at videos, you know what I'm saying, all day long that's related to Nutty News on this site. So there you go. Your Nutty News Today, once again, is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. And also, you can go and check out the makers of India's Tata Nano, which is the world's cheapest car which is priced at just $2,500, and the little motherfucker is a four-seater. Take that, fucking smart car. Yeah, it's a rolling death trap, like motherfuckers are commenting, but hey, you know, if you're riding in one of these damn smart cars that ain't no bigger than the front fucking trunk of a hood of a goddamn Fiesta, who cares?
But critics say the Nano will only mean more congestion on India's roads and increase air and noise pollution. Matt McClure has more from Delhi.
On India's roads, there are currently five times as many motorcycles as cars. Two wheels is what the common man can afford, what he and his family depend on to get around. But salary earners like Naveen, members of the country's growing middle class, yearn for something better, the comfort and status that only four wheels can convey.
Basically, whenever you see a good car, any new brand or some kind of a big luxury car, so everybody has a dream to buy that one, but you know, you cannot afford it.
Tata Motors thinks it has a solution with the much-awaited launch of its Nano, a plastic and metal jelly bean of a vehicle powered by a puny 33-horsepower engine that will hit showrooms later this year.
There's unprecedented media and public interest in the launch of this vehicle, not because of any frills it contains, but rather because of the price. 100,000 rupees, or about $2,500.
Produce this car.
That makes it the world's cheapest car. But even at that price, Tata says the vehicle meets or exceeds international safety and emission standards.
Today, with this engine...
Now, will that shit make it to America? Probably the fuck not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Probably the fuck not. You know, $2,500, that sounds good for a car, you know what I'm saying? That sounds real good. And technically, I probably would buy some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they tell me it's a death trap. But think about America and us producing the Yugo or the Ford Fiesta or any of these old small half-pint box cars that be riding around on the goddamn road today, you know what I'm saying? Including the smart car. I mean, all these cars, man, please. If you 6 foot, you ain't finna be sitting up in these motherfuckers without your head sticking out the goddamn ceiling and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, they're made for women because they're small, you know what I'm saying, cars. And most women, you know what I'm saying, are short and always got to sit up there and pull the goddamn. That shit be making me look laugh, too. You know what I'm saying? I seen a chick driving a goddamn Volkswagen Beetle with the goddamn seat pulled all the way up to the steering wheel. God damn, the fucking car ain't nothing but 5 feet long. I mean, shit, why the fuck do you got to feel comfortable sitting all the way up on the goddamn steering wheel? Yeah. So, to me, this would be a car for the chicks. Not too practical for rough-ass dudes anyways, because we tend to tear up shit no matter what.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar, Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and find yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
That's real. Damn, but the damn nutty videos is crazy as the goddamn nutty news. And I'm going to drop this link because this shit is crazy, man. Matter of fact, if y'all clicked on that link, man, go back and click like two titles, and it'll bring you to what the fuck I'm looking at. Yeah, my bad. That card to me, yeah, it's for midgets or little people. But then for me, I would think that it would be practical for older people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not fast. 33, you know, horsepower, whatever. That bitch ain't going that fast. And I think that would be economical ideal for older people. You know what I'm saying? Because older people down here get the biggest goddamn car they can fucking get. Can't see over the goddamn hood of the motherfucker. But then think that you know what I'm saying, because it's a big car, they safe in the motherfucker. Damn that shit. You know, really get your ass off the damn road, but can't get you off the road and shit, so, you know. This is in India, man. devotees at a shrine in Harangal village of Parbhani in western India's Maharashtra observed a bizarre ritual of throwing their babies for good health from a considerable height onto a cloth sheet held below. And y'all motherfuckers sitting there talking about some goddamn Michael Jackson holding his damn baby off of the goddamn... What? Ain't no fucking way, man! What the fuck? People, I'm watching a video where these dumbass Indian motherfuckers are dropping babies over a story up, man. I mean, they dropping them down onto a goddamn blanket that these motherfuckers are holding down below. Ain't no fucking way. It ain't no fucking way. Y'all done scared the shit out of these goddamn kids. Boy, people, y'all think y'all got it bad. Damn, that is too fucking crazy. Ain't no fucking way, man. And these people practice that shit. I mean, these people really practice that shit like it's a religion. Damn. That's fucked up, people. That's fucked up. Right, let's see. Damn. And that blew the hell out of me. I'm sorry, people. That just blew the hell out of me. I'm done. I mean, it was bad enough. And this is all in India, people. Where I read the goddamn baby smoking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? And then the last nutty news I've read, you know what I'm saying, from 2 to 5, you know, they got 2 to 5-year-olds smoking, I mean, addicted to cigarettes, smoking 40 cigarettes a day. Where in the hell is fucking, you know, the government's intervention on this shit? I mean, are you fucking serious? Damn. All right, man, let's get into a quick song, man. We'll come right back at you. Wow, that's crazy, though. Nutty news videos, man. Too crazy, people. Too crazy. This is finally Friday. Welcome back, Mr. Sayonite. I'd like to thank everybody hanging out on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Alex Jack, Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, and of course, the Prophet Jackal. And,
I give a shout out to the East. Pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing, using every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, set back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? Hoping not to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break. Victims of traumatization, hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere
everyday struggle. Discipline your child, send you to jail in the shuttle, but
Oh, forget, forget, now. Oh, forget, forget, now. Oh, forget.
Time to get busy, baby, 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 baby. On WebMD.com, you know, this ain't My Health, Your Health Monday, but it's got the world's the worst meals in restaurants featured there. And a little slideshow where it features, let's see, P.F. Chang Pan Fried Noodles Combo. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, CSPI, has identified 9 of the most fattening restaurant meals. CSPI has been honoring dubious dishes with Extreme Eating Awards since 2007. On the list, 2010, is P.F. Chang's Double Pan Fried Noodle Combo. And here are the numbers according to CSPI. By the numbers, 1,820 calories has over 7,690 milligrams of sodium, which is 5 times the daily limit. So, you talking about, damn it, bitch, that's not high in sodium. That is about to kill your ass. Yeah. And y'all talking about that burger looks good. That shit looks absolutely horrifying, including the bag of shit fries that it's sitting in. The Five Guys' Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Yeah, jumbo-sized meals promote caloric extremism. One meaty example is the Bacon Cheeseburger Meal from Five Guys. The burger alone has 30 grams of saturated fat and 920 calories, the equivalent of 2 quarter-pound burgers from rival burger chain McDonald's. A larger order of fries adds 1,460 calories, total 2,380 calories, more than the 2,000-calorie daily limit for most adults. Yeah. So this is all you motherfuckers running down to Five Guys, it's burgers and whatever the fuck they call themselves. But we have a Five Guys here. I don't fuck with them because they damn shit is higher than a motherfucker. I'll be damn. I'm paying in there $8 for a goddamn burger and some motherfucking fries and a small Coke. Going over here to, yeah, Fur Burgers. Mmm. That, what the hell is that? It got Outback rack of lamb meat. That shit look like a back of a rat or something. They selling cat back. Get your baby back cat rib. My baby back cat rib. Oh, man, they got baby back cat rib. They're calling it lamb meal. The New Zealand rack of lamb at Outback Steakhouse has also qualifies as an extreme eat. The rack is equal to about 8 lamb chops and comes with garlic, mashed potatoes, wine sauce, and buttered veggies. The lamb with sauce has 60 grams of saturated fat, triple the daily limit. By the numbers, 1,820 calories, 80 grams saturated fat, 2,600 milligrams of sodium. Yeah, people, everything that looks good will kill you, can kill you. So you better be careful of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything that looks good for you will kill you. Let me beam old Fanny.
Hey, Smelly. I got a story.
Sound like
you.
A damn balloon that goes out. You know what I mean? My bad. What's happening, man? We got stories from the Netherlands, people.
I was at my parents' place, and my mother said, hey, come into the backyard. I got something to show you.
She's growing weed. That's what I'm talking about.
Weed in the backyard.
She's growing weed. She's growing that pine in the backyard. That's what I'm talking about. What?
No, my dad has birds, and it's in the food sometimes. So it grew along nicely around the bird cage. And the first thing I did was...
Whoa. Back that up. They have birds. Weed is in the bird food?
Hemp seed is in bird food, yeah.
You bullshit.
No, I'm not bullshitting. It, if you go to retirement houses.
Uh-huh.
If you go to retirement houses where old people live and stuff, if you mess around in their area, they also feed birds and stuff. You got lots of weed growing around in those areas. I bet those old people enjoy that.
Eating weed, ain't this a bitch? Miss Computer Lady, what's happening?
Hey,
oh, I got old Ohio
back.
Up in this mofo flipper. We chilling like 400 villains, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
All right, just want to say hey to everybody, also everybody in the chat room, and also for those who came to the old school show, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate y'all coming.
Jamming out, jamming out. Just got one.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Oh, my bad. Did I play that? Did I play that? Send some units. Send some snacks. Got down right. Yeah, what the hell else you supposed to do with a marijuana field? Burn it down so you get the whole goddamn city high? I never understood that. You know what I'm saying? When you burn weed, people, all you doing is just putting a big ass cloud of weed smoke in the air. So whoever's in the surrounding area just don't have to roll the weed up, but they still gonna get high if they standing by the shit.
If you were working at a place where they do that, wouldn't you hang out around the chimney a lot?
You feel me? They'd be like, sir, why do you never take smoke breaks, but you always go over by the chimney when everybody's taking their smoke break? Because, bitch, I'm getting roasted. Yeah, but good marijuana smoke comes out of chimney and is burning all kind of different marijuana plants. Oh. Man, I just need a job at one of them plants, man.
You wouldn't act right. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself, Smelly.
Hell no. I'd be arrested after the first week stealing weed every day. Like, not every
day.
Y'all was throwing it away anyway. You finna burn it. Shit, I can't get a little bit. Shit. I would have to give it at least about, you know, a pound a day. Yeah, I get caught. I'd be caught like a motherfucker, man. They'd be watching me throw herb in there, and I'd be tending like I'm throwing it on the floor and shit. And I'd be the janitor sweeping that shit up later on. Like, I'll clean up today. I'll clean up. Yeah, sir, you like to clean up a lot. Why is that? You like to, don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I got this.
So is your place clean? Well, then. And watch, you sign up for all the overtime in the world.
Like,
you can't work overtime? Oh, I'll take your shift.
You like working here, don't you? You like working here. I do, sir. I don't know what it is, sir. I just like this place. Well, we haven't paid you in over 4 weeks. I mean, you don't find that strange? No, sir. No, sir. I'm fine without any pay. I'm just happy to be here. Couldn't happy to be here.
Yeah, too happy to be there.
What? I wouldn't give a damn. You ain't got to give me no paycheck. Yeah, because I will make my money. Believe that. I will make my money. Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to quickly shout out my show for tomorrow.
What we got going on?
Tomorrow, Capitol Records' newest recording artist, Bertel, will be on the show for Divas Night tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Correspond that with all the different time zones.
Who the hell is who?
Bertel. Capitol Records, he's their newest recording artist.
Oh, okay. You sound good? How you sound?
He sound pretty good, you know.
Wait, R&B, rap, or what?
R&B, little rap. If you want to, just Google him to check him out before the show tomorrow.
Oh, I ain't going to do all that. That's called work. I ain't going to do
anything. No. Everybody else can do it. Everybody else, y'all do it, and y'all let Smelly know.
Yeah. Y'all don't really get down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like
oh,
that.
Yeah. But everybody take care. Just want to let everybody know that.
That's real. That's real. Y'all make sure y'all go and, you know, support Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Our own Miss PC Guru of BTR, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going down real big, you know? And what he was talking about, there is a Windows 10 coming out, though?
Yep.
So what he's, because he said he had the beta. I thought he was just kidding, but he said he has the beta.
I checked it out.
But
it's
I'm
really
saying,
nice.
How in the hell do you get from a Windows 7 to a Windows 10?
Well, they were working simultaneously on Windows 7 and Windows 10. When they had Windows 7 up and running, Windows 10 was halfway done.
I guess so.
Where the hell is 8, 9 at?
Not around. Hey, they just came up with 10.
You know what I'm saying? You just skip. Just fuck it. We don't need 8 or 9. Is that? Well, yeah, it wasn't even no. Well, how did we even? It wasn't even. You never even thought about that either. It wasn't no Windows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Windows 6.
Well,
until it was just Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was back in the day, it was Windows 3.1. Well, yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah, because it was 3.1. Yeah, I forgot.
And
damn.
You had the DOS. Oh, man.
Damn.
You took
damn, I shouldn't have thought
back.
About that. That's going to show the ancientness of everybody on this show.
Got that right.
We still remember DOS, you know what I'm saying?
If you count the versions of Windows, there are more than 7 Windows versions that came out. So 7 is a pretty professional name.
Yeah, that's just a name for it. That's not the actual operating system series.
Right.
You know, that was manufactured. Yeah, I forgot about that. Windows been kicking ass for a hot minute putting out different operating systems. I mean, you got Windows NT, Windows XP, Windows this, Windows that,
Windows
ME.
Ooh, I hate
like,
it. Windows.
God damn.
Ooh, I hate it. Windows.
Oh, the ME?
Yeah, the MU. No, I hate
ME. I got that running stable.
You do?
You got it running stable?
No, not anymore, but I had that running stable. Millennium, the ME.
Right, Nah, it didn't work for me. I had to get that one
really,
quick.
Really picky on the hardware. It was like, Windows Vista.
Yeah, and I heard Windows Vista, everybody was like, no, don't get that shit, it sucks. I was like, okay, because I was going to upgrade, you know what I'm saying? But all my homeboys like, nah, man, if you do, you know what I'm saying, go up to Windows 7. So.
Yeah. Windows 7 is real good. That's what I got on my new computer. Yay! Got a new laptop. Yay! Yeah.
Now, is that what comes on No, that's Apple, though. The iPads. That's Apple shit. That ain't even Windows.
Yeah,
that's
Apple.
That's Apple.
I saw that demonstrate the other day. It's something. I'll say that.
Yeah.
The iPad has iOS 4.
For my practical use, I can't use it because, you know what I'm saying, I need the laptop, you know, for DJing. So I need the big screen and everything. Yeah. But what I was thinking, you know what I'm saying, I mean, for its practical use, you know, if you're a gamer, you know what I'm saying, like if you play like little online games and stuff, that'll be cool. You can do that off of it. Sending quick little emails, chatting, you know what I'm saying, it's cool for that. Nowadays, everybody are app freaks. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess if you're an app freak, it's good for that. You know, but as far as, I guess, for me, it's not good as word processing. You know what I'm saying? I can't see you sitting up there typing no fucking letter. You know what I'm saying? Out. Yeah, not on that little shit.
Watching
hell.
HD.
What's that? The view of it?
The iPad doesn't play HD. It's not powerful enough. There is an Android device coming out that is able to play HD. I would like to have that, but yeah, it's. I prefer the laptop too. I would like to be able to type and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the smaller you get, the more capabilities you lose. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it might be cool to have it in your pocket, but shit, I can't do nothing with it. You know. It's like walk around, or if you plug a headphone into it, though, you can make international calls for free.
On netbook?
That's with the iPod, with the iPad.
Oh, the iPad. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, if you plug a headphone into it, you can download programs like Media Ring Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call around the country for free.
Can't you do that with a normal computer?
Yeah, but I'm saying that's just a practical. That's like carrying a cell phone, international cell phone,
right,
in your pocket.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Versus pulling out your big laptop, and it's got the same features, but it's just too bulky. You know
I
what
hope
I'm saying?
You're
plus
talking
you
about the iPhone and not about the iPad, because you won't be sticking that in your inside pocket.
No, it's too whatever
they got on. Matter of fact, they do got Windows, because China's got their own version of the iPad, but it's got a Windows operating system on it.
Although
right, I did
version of tablets already.
Yeah, I did
it's
a while back on that. On the
yeah,
iPad.
It's got the Windows version of it though. One of the Mac, Apple's got theirs, and then China's got their own, but it's Windows. So see, I might end up, you know what I'm saying, getting that hell for $100. Shit.
Well, I would go to India and look for the Notion Ink Atom device. It's an Android device, and it is able to play HD. It's a little bit more powerful, and it even lasts longer on the battery.
But it's the same technology.
No.
as the iPad.
It's a similar device as the iPad, yeah.
Yeah, because the iPad really is a combination of the smartphone and laptop. That's really what it is.
Yeah, same thing goes for the Notion Ink that's built on Android.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I seen when they came out with that smartphone. So they take the smartphone, integrate the phone in with the laptop, bam, out pop.
There you go.
Okay. It's too funny, man. Too funny. I don't give a damn. I'm waiting to get my you know, my cell phone watches and all that. I ain't studying getting all that other crap. You know what I'm saying? It just is not practical for me right now. The laptop is practical. If anything, you know, I get a slimmer laptop, because, you know, they make these laptops so skinny nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they like damn near business card thin. So I'm like, yeah, I can do something like that. You know, I'm all about lightweight and portability. You know what I'm saying? If I can get both of them too, I'm good.
Talking about lightweight and portability, what laptop did you get, Miss Computer Lady? Did you get an XPS or a Vostro, or which one?
No, it's an Inspirion. It was given to me for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Inspirion.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
I am so happy. So I'll be able to do more, you know, with it, and expect some changes on the Miss Computer Lady Show in the future. So believe that. Matter of fact, I'll be able to do more live remotes and all that. So, get ready.
All righty, we're prepared.
Yeah.
When will your show times again?
Upgrade mine.
That one tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guest is Capitol Records News recording artist Bertel for what I call Divas Night.
I can't promise I'll be there, because that's 3 a.m. my time, but
well, just download the archive then.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Check out the archive. All right, people, I'm going to get up out of here. Well, it ain't like I'm going no goddamn well, because shit, I'm stranded right now, and I ain't got no herbs, so I'm stuck like Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Take care, everybody.
That'll be all right. Much love, Ms. Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know.
All
right, we was up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Six Figures is going to take us on up out of here with Why You Hating On Me, featuring the Verbalist. And that's how we do it right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Can't Smell So Good. Oh, excuse me, co-host, Mr. Cyanide.
Thank you.
I was watching, matter of fact, I was watching funniest videos or something. They showed a damn newscaster during the weather and shit. I mean, he let out a burp, like, not long, like, just a nasty, like, right on air, like, ugh. And continue on with the weather. Oh, excuse me. And we have clouds over here to the west, and no, motherfucker, no. You just
and winds over here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Much love to y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Scaleless Beyond Saturdays. It's going down. Bring your stories, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it.
Hey, y'all. Hey, V. That's how these motherfuckers hate y'all.
Why you always hating on me? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door. Why you always hating on me? Can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door.
I think I'm hating my mind, cause I feel it's about time. Make you fake, cause it's my time to shine. Think of being way down. Pressure on my chest has got me stressing now. Walls been closing if I fall too long. So let me stress it in this song. So long, wanted you gone. Now that I have the strength to say just how it is that you break my day. Not the problem, I'm the solution. Every word you speak, just an evolution. Through the pools of this man's soul. So accepting did your time to go. Just get fit to hate, I wanna have a clean slate. Laughs and all this aggression. To keep the step in, I'm done with stressing. But you already know I'm done making a mess, so just fucking go.
Why you always hating on me? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm me. I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door.
Caught a better feel I can't break. Was it a mistake to let this man fake? His way through each and every day, never revealing the same face. You just gotta keep up the facade. On a plate side from a lesser guy. Feelings ruin a society. Every last dream inside of me. Raise my voice, look out of me. You made your choice, but try to be anything but the real you. You wanna hate, then keep it real so we can see through the lies you built yourself around. I'm the real you. That one, no one else is found. Yo, number one's my man, now that you're exposed. How you gonna stand on your own merit, motherfucker? Give me that cross, show me how you gonna bear it.
Why you always hating on me? Can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door. Why you always hating on me? I can't deal with this shit anymore. Why you always hating on me? So I'm walking out the door.
If you hate on the G, then you hate on me. Why you gotta hate? Just ride with a G. I know I be fresh and I know I be clean. Why boy too? Fuck a hater, that's me. I'm trying to figure out why my name in your mouth. I guess some things hit you like a worm in a trout. But I go real deep, just call me Dan Fouts. Hate with promotion, see hate little cows. We're going to the top, put the verbal out your mouth. You don't think so, just check my PayPal. When I got your girlfriend and she wanna be my pal. But I swear you're from the business, man, you hate out of town. And I'm coming to your town, so hate on me now. I cut the blue roof for the cow. Oh, wow, taking those shorts like bikers in their shorts. Hate when the G's